Speak Easy Studios. Speak and be heard.
What effect does stress have on your life? How does it affect your relationships? What about your business? My name is Lynn LaSalle of It's Why, and my clients call me the identity coach because they discover how to take back control of who they want to be and how they react to stress. This message needed to get out to a larger group of people. So I created a group that helps people identify and manage the stress they never realized they had. We're going to explore questions that challenge you to find your inner power that got buried so deep within because of that stress and take back control of the situations that caused that stress in your daily life. A small change can make the biggest difference. You make the difference.
Welcome back to this week's episode of IPP Thursday. If you're returning this week, thank you so much for joining me. And if you're new this week, I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to talk about something that I'm pretty confident is something that all of you have dealt with at one time or another. And that is when you meet other people, whether it's for personal or for business, and you meet them in person or via video or on the phone, how do you handle those people that can be difficult to talk to? Maybe people who don't stop talking, people who go off on tangents and make the conversation way longer. Example, have you ever been in a situation where you allot 30 minutes for that meeting and the other person has just gone on and on and on and you're not sure how to be able to interrupt them, and you know that you actually need to get to your next meeting and you have to leave, right? So what do you do? Sometimes the meeting can end up going over like 15 minutes. Now you're going to run late because you're not allowing for that travel time, or you've got, if you're on Zoom, maybe it's another meeting that's waiting. What do you do to be able to deal with that situation, right? So sometimes there's those people who only want to talk about themselves. And you get to the end of the amount of time that you've allotted and you're thinking to yourself, they didn't even ask anything about me. How will they get to know me? How will they know anything about me? How will they even know if they like me, right? So then there are those conversations that chronically seem like time wasters. And you say to yourself, okay, I've been really busy. I've had 3-4 conversations today and not one of them accomplished anything for me. Oh boy. Okay. So how do you manage that conversation, that meeting, whether it's personal or business, right? How do you manage that so you can stay calm, diffuse the conflict, and keep your dignity? Be able to walk away from handling that situation and know that you didn't have to do anything different. You didn't have to change anything, and you can just move on. And what's next? So when you think about this, how does that impact your overall success and well-being? So I've had many of those circumstances in many different venues. I've had them personally when I've met somebody new. I've had that in business a lot when I've gone out to networking events. And I've had, I think, each different type of situation that I've actually shared with you. So think about that. There were many times for me that I think I actually ran late. You want to be respectful, right? You want to make sure that people aren't feeling bad. We don't want to be rude, but in the same respect, time is valuable, right? And in your business, time is money. And if we're making an arrangement to schedule a meeting with somebody, why are we doing that? We want to get to know them. We want to know who they are, what they're about. Can I trust them? Do I want to refer to them? Then we want to know what that passion is around what they do, right? Why are they doing what they do? Well, you can't find that information out if you're talking at somebody instead of with somebody. So somebody difficult to talk to, that could be tough. People who never stop talking are never going to learn about you. And when they go on and on and on and on, it's kind of the person you end up not paying attention to. It could all end up sounding like wah, 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 right? So that doesn't accomplish anything either. People who go off on tangents. I mean, you start talking about one specific aspect of something, one topic, and then suddenly they go off and they're telling you their whole life story, their schedule from last week, maybe the latest complaint that they have, or the latest difficult person they're dealing with. And that's not really what that time was allotted for. So I'm going to invite you to think about how you can manage those kinds of conversations, how you can walk away feeling, okay, it's all good. That didn't benefit me, but I can go on to the next thing. And then just say, you know what? It was nice meeting you today. Have a great week. And hopefully we'll bump into each other again sometime soon. You can maintain your dignity that way. You can really just kind of, maybe it's not even a conflict, but within yourself, and you can walk away feeling calm. And if you can do all that and you can walk away feeling calm, just close that chapter of the book and move on to the next one. That is absolutely going to maintain your overall success and well-being. Thank you so much for visiting IPP Thursday this week. And I hope you'll come back next week and bring a friend. And if you have any extra thoughts to share with me, please post them below this video, because we want to hear what you have to say, because you make the difference. Thanks so much.